Friday. Welcome back. Another warm welcome for Ross. Welcoming music for Ross Tucker, who's been played everywhere, done everything. I want to welcome you back to the morning show. And Ross, we got to ask you about an injury. We are all worried about Lane Johnson. In different sports, that injury can affect you in different ways. I've watched guys play through it, but I've never seen a guy play through it, at least in hockey, where it didn't affect his performance through a year. Where, in other words, it needed surgery afterwards. You've gone through this this problem before?
Yeah, very similar, actually. And I actually checked with a doctor a friend of mine that was in the NFL for a long time to get his opinion on it. And he said the torn adductor for Lane is very similar to a sports hernia. Mm-hmm. So they're very comparable. It's kind of like in their hernia family, which is essentially you have a tear in your abdominal wall. And, you know, no injury is exactly the same. And the doctor was even asking me whether it was the left side or yeah. right side, because it kind of makes a difference for Lane as a right tackle a little bit. The way I described it, so I had that, and I actually was able to play through it my entire senior year of college. I did it before the season. And the way I describe it to people is I could play in the games, mm-hmm. but I kind of felt like I was wearing a girdle. Does that make sense? Like, I just felt a little bit like restricted and stiff, not like I just wouldn't feel quite as fluid.
Have you ever worn a girdle?
I've worn a football girdle.
That's what I yes. thought. I would have, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I've worn a football Got girdle, but it just kind of felt like that, right? And then
slightly uncomfortable.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Slightly uncomfortable, but more like more just like you feel a little stiffer in everything you do. You just don't feel quite as fluid. And it's interesting because one of the reasons why I was such a bottom of the barrel prospect coming out of Princeton was people were like, yeah, he's kind of stiff. And by the way, that is true, but I do think the hernia probably
did they know you had a hernia or did you
No,
keep that quiet?
When they watched me on video, they didn't know that. And then I had a surgery at Rutgers December 7th, right after my season, and I couldn't do anything for 2 months. And then it's February 7th, and like I had missed some scouts coming to school. I went to Rutgers to do my pro day because they don't come to Princeton for a pro day, and my numbers were terrible. But my agent told me it was like March 3rd. I'd only been training for like 3 weeks, but he said I needed to prove I was healthy. So I proved I was healthy and a terrible athlete. So I was lucky to even get an opportunity. But I think Lane will be able to play. I think the thing I tell people, though, that was really weird about it is after I would play on Saturday, the next two or three days, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I felt like the whole rest of my body was carrying around my right leg. Hmm. So my sports hernia, and by the way, so a sports hernia is when you have a tear in your abdominal wall, but it's not like poking out like like a regular hernia, right? It's not like whatever they call it, inguinal hernia, mm-hmm. whatever, the one the doctor checks for. So anyway, I had the surgery, and when they did the surgery, they said it was very clear what was bothering me. I had a tear, and so they kind of pushed some stuff back in, and they sewed me up inside, then they sewed me up outside. But I felt like I was carrying my leg around. So I guess if Lane is the same as me, if his is really similar to me, I think he'll be able to play, and I think he will be effective. He might just not be all pro Lane. But I've also played with guys that had like a torn oblique, and they went out there and tried to play, and like one of the first few plays, it just totally went on them, and they weren't able to play anymore. So I will take a
80% yes, Lane.
Yes, I'll take a little bit stiffer Lane any day of the week, please.
Well, okay. I mean, him coming, you're just as explosive with that injury?
No, I don't think he'll be quite as explosive, because one of the things that makes Lane and so good is Watch Lane and in a pass set, watch how explosive he is out of his stance, out of his set. The thing I always tell people about football in particular is like, you pretty much win or lose the rep within, a lot of times, within your first two steps and initial quickness. Like, it is all about your initial explosive quickness, both for a D-line with their first step up the field and how explosive they are, and for an offensive lineman. When I was training in the offseason, everything I did, guys, was how fast could I get my first two steps in the ground? Like, how fast? Bam, 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 bam. Like, I would work on that all day because I did a study, and coaches would tell you this. If you get your first two steps in the ground before you make contact, you very rarely lose the block because, you know, you've gotten the position you want to get to and you've gotten where you want to go. It's when you don't get that second foot down. So it's a good question now. I'm going to be really curious to see just how explosive out of his stance Lane is, which is why I think I would rather have it be his right side. Do we know, Rhea, if it's his left or right?
I don't know. I can find that out, though. Probably.
We should be able to see the video. Was it the Cowboys game? Was that
when
he went down?
He went down
or
in
Bears?
The Bears game, but came back and I think tried to play the Cowboys game.
Yeah, and that's when I think.
Well, yes, you're right. You're right. So maybe somebody knows that you can tweet us at Ross Tucker NFL, or why is your Twitter handle Al Nuff Said?
Not enough said.
Enough said. It was. I like the term. It was.
Got it. Enough said.
Enough said. McGreevy was a bartender.
Okay. Well, anyway, if someone knows if it's the right side or Lane or left side for Lane, that would actually be interesting to know. I think so. The right side is what he's kicking with, so you probably don't want – if he's doing that over and over again, I don't love the idea of making the tear worse. But the left side is the leg he's actually pushing off of. So I actually got to talk to my doctor friend and ask him which one he thinks would be better or worse.
How limited do you get at practice with that? Is there something you limit practice?
I don't think you should practice at all. So, I mean, like, I would be very, very minimal at practice.
Pretty sure he knows what he's doing at this point in his career.
Yeah.
Right. Like do the walkthroughs, yeah. But I see no reason to aggravate that thing or make it worse or do anything other than he knows what he's doing mentally, be out there, be present. But I wouldn't want to, like I said, Al, after I played in the game, for 2 or 3 days, like even walking around campus, it's like you know, you need that muscle to help move your right leg. And because there was a tear there, it was like the rest of my body had to carry my right leg around while I was walking, and it was very uncomfortable. We don't want Lane to practice because we don't want him to feel that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, we want him to feel as good as possible for the game. And then if he feels that way Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, fine.
Did you take, you know, any painkillers, medication, whatever, before games?
No, but that's a great question. I don't remember. I certainly didn't do a shot or like Toradol or any of the stuff that Lane will do.
It doesn't sound like, oh, he'll. You think that'll happen?
Well, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, this was the late '90s, and it was Princeton, and they just weren't like doing stuff like that,
no.
Right?
No. Oh God,
whereas
no, not at Princeton.
No, they just weren't doing stuff like that. It just wasn't.
Yeah, it
that's
wasn't
not,
done.
That yeah. is not the Ivy League football culture. But then it's funny because I went in the NFL. And my rookie year, I saw a lot of guys taking shots. Now, I was inactive, so I was like, I wonder what that is. And then my first game, my second year, I'm starting for Washington, and I hurt my neck. We're playing the Niners in Japan in a preseason game, Osaka, Japan, and I'm starting. And I said to the team doctor, I'm like, hey, can I get one of those shots that the guys were getting last year? Because my neck is killing me. And they're like, I don't even know if we brought him. Like, Ross, it's only a preseason game. And I'm like, hey, Doc, I'm a second-year undrafted free agent from Princeton.
I have to play.
Who's starting? This is my Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like,
true.
This is my chance to earn a starting job. So let me just tell you guys, he gave me a shot of Toradol, which is like a whole – they put the shot in your butt, and it's a whole body anti-inflammatory.
Wow.
I played unbelievable. I felt awesome. My neck thing totally went away. I played unbelievable. But the problem with that after the fact is as a football player, there's always something bothering you. But once you are aware of a Toradol shot and what it does for you, like let's say you got a sprained elbow, right? Mm-hmm. Or you got a banged up hand. Like, why would you not take the shot that helps you feel a lot better while you're out there? You know what I mean? So then it becomes addicting is not the right word, but as a professional football player, you're going to do whatever you can to perform your best. And part of that is feeling as good as you possibly can. Long-winded way, I think, of saying that I am guessing Lane will do something to try to allow him to play through three more football games this year.
All right, let's go back to the board here. Way out in Colorado, we got Bob from Boulder. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Bob. I think Bob, having trouble with the line from Colorado. That's actually the first time I had a long-distance problem. Usually not that bad. We had Glenn from Center City. Good morning, Glenn.
I'm in, man. What's going on, baby?
What's
happy,
up,
happy,
Glenn?
Happy, happy day. What's up, baby?
What's happening?
Listen here. I have to ask my man, Ross Tucker, why do they have a 10-second runoff?
Because the clock would have kept running in that situation. So the 10-second runoff is when there's a penalty or a replay review that stops the clock that otherwise wouldn't have stopped the clock. So like you can't, so let's say you're on offense and you want to stop the clock, but you don't have any timeouts left or something.
Right.
You can't just, get an intentional penalty so that the clock stops. You know what I mean? Now listen, if it's an incomplete pass or the guy went out of bounds, doesn't exist because the clock stopped. They only have the 10-second runoff if the clock otherwise would have kept moving in the situation.
So it's good for teams to keep a timeout in their back pocket just in case there's a close game and it comes down to the clock management.
Well, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And another thing, I've been seeing a lot of illegal man downfield penalties, but the guy hasn't been downfield. Shouldn't they put an electrical fence for the offensive lineman there?
That is a discipline thing. Right. It's difficult in the RPO era, it is difficult because the offensive line is taught to block run.
Right.
And so those guys are blocking run, and a lot of times it's on the quarterback because if he's going to throw it rather than give it to the running back,
gotta do it fast.
He's got to do it right away. Yeah. It's supposed to be the quarterback's job to get rid of the ball before a lineman gets downfield, but the Eagles happen to have some really good and really athletic offensive linemen. I do think they should be a little bit more aware of it than they've been this year. And in particular, I was disappointed by Landon on Sunday because there was absolutely no reason for him to do that.
It was ticky-tack, but it was right, correct?
It was the factually correct call. Like
that shouldn't have been called.
Right, that probably shouldn't have been called. Yeah. But also, Landon should never put him in that position. Because he's had that called on him a couple times this year.
Yeah, a bunch of times.
So he needs to be more aware of that, especially in that situation, because he wasn't even really going to block anybody. He was just kind of like looking at a guy.
Yeah, I hate to see it when it's on like the 2-yard line to be illegal downfield.
I know. You can't. How much further downfield can you be?
Exactly. Like even if it was a run play, right? Yeah. They were on the 2-yard line.
Yeah.
So even if it was a run play,
he
went to the goal line to block. Hey, Landon, that guy's not making the tackle before a touchdown anyway at that point. You know?
Right.
All right, Glenn, you got anything that you have with milk?
Did anybody say peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Nobody has
said
that yet.
Like that.
That is obvious. That goes with anything. And you, my friend, did indeed. You got a prize. You got number 9. You got the $50 gift card to Nabrasa Brazilian Steakhouse or the Iron Abbey in Horsham. Check them out at nabrasa.com or ironabbey.com.
And
all right.
When we come back, Ross, we just got done talking about Lane. I want to get your thoughts on what Jalen looked like in the last game, whether you think he was more seriously injured, and whether or not Nick Sirianni should be shouting from the rooftops that he hurt like hell during the game.
Yeah, really.
I'm curious about that when we come back.
All right, Larry, Greg, Dennis, Nate, everybody else, time of 94 WIP is 8:16.
brought to you by MHS Lift. Well, Nick Sirianni doesn't want to say yes, but he is really hopeful Josh Sweat will play in 11 or 12 days when the divisional rounds of the playoffs kick off. Sweat injured his neck in the Saints' loss a couple weeks ago. Sirianni thinks Sweat is trending in the right direction. Of course, the Eagles do have a bye this week, so getting that extra week of rest is helpful. Sirianni acknowledging Jalen Hurts was sore coming out of the Giants game, his first after missing two straight games with a shoulder injury. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecasts some sun early, becoming cloudy with a high of 46. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
That ought to be familiar, Ross. Three cheers for old Nassau.
That is awesome. That, you know what? I'm glad Joe's doing all this because, you know, we all hope the Eagles season goes for a long time. But,
yes.
Or at least, what, three or four more weeks? But you never know. And then, so what's the deal? When the Eagles lose, Angelo does till the next Thursday.
The
and
next
then
Friday.
He's
Friday.
They talked him into another day. I think it was 40 grand.
To the next Friday. Okay, because my Wednesday fill-ins or days are limited. So I don't know. Another month? So
another
we got to enjoy
this. Maybe, yeah. We've got the bye week here coming up with bonus week.
Yes.
Bonus week. So
we need the Eagles to keep winning for me and for the listeners.
We need our priorities straight here.
You always, like, when certain things are happening in games and stuff like that, sometimes my son will say, "Who are you rooting for?" And I go, "Me."
Yeah, that's what I root for. Yeah, no
I
overtime.
I always say that. I always say, like, when they're playing these games, and because I much prefer to not have to fly to games I'm broadcasting. So I wanted the Bills to have number one seed, and the Eagles, so that, you know, Westwood One would put me either driving up to Buffalo or driving to Philly. I root for the Ravens to win the AFC North so I can just drive down to Baltimore. And I tell people, I'm like, do you think all these players and coaches know that they're all out in the field just determining my personal logistics?
Right. That's all they
That's
care about.
That's what this is all about.
That's what it's about. All right, Abe, we got our question of the day update.
I do, and it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Do you like taco soup? 52% say no.
No.
There you go.
Good. I'm not.
Obviously, we did that because Nick Sirianni referenced the process to making taco soup.
That's right.
Wife likes it. Kids don't. He wants.
Okay,
to
I have a
out.
Question. What
yes.
What are we considering the standard ingredients in taco soup?
Well, I would assume that it would be ground beef, beans, like kidney beans
yeah.
maybe
yeah,
chili.
We're two for two so
okay,
far. Love both of those.
Onions, but I would for me, they got to be diced up real small because I'm not a big onion fan, but I get the flavor. Seasoning, like Mexican, like taco seasoning.
Yeah, and soup.
Soup.
No, well, you have to have like diced tomatoes to make, you know, kind of get the.
The one I had, I couldn't stand. It was so, it's the first time I ever had it. It was this week. It's ironic. And I just didn't even eat it.
And then on the top, you've got the jalapenos, you've got the cheese. Yeah.
No, I don't like jalapenos. I'm not a big tomato guy. But the other stuff, the you know, everything else you said, like the beans and the beef, who doesn't like that? Then you put a bunch of Fritos in there. That's delicious.
Yes.
No, I don't like any soup where if you put a straw in it, it would stand up. I mean,
by the looks of this recipe, it's still brothy, but just has a lot of substance. Ground beef, olive oil, onion, jalapeno, canned diced tomatoes with green chilies, beef broth, tomato sauce, chili pepper, cumin, dry ranch dressing. You can use frozen corn. Yeah.
I'm thinking of trying to make it today and bringing it in tomorrow and making Al eat it.
What I think is funny, Rhea? You know what I was just going to say? If Sirianni was smart, he would get like the Eagles cafeteria
oh,
folks.
Oh, and have them make it for the players.
To make taco soup yes. for the players. Or the media, like at the next media availability. Like they all go into that room where they can ask questions, and in the back there's just this huge yeah. thing of taco soup.
No, and if it was really yeah. smart, he'd go over to Bridge to Campbell's and say, sign me up.
That's a great point, Al.
Yes.
Why is Sean McVay getting the Campbell's
exactly.
commercials? That guy's trying to peace out on the Rams. Sirianni.
I wouldn't buy in yeah. a million years that Sean McVay is eating Campbell's soup.
Exactly.
Nick Sirianni
it's like,
eats Campbell's
yes.
soup.
Yes. You're so thank right. you. Yeah. Thank, yeah. Get McVay out of here.
That's right.
Have you ever had a walking taco, Ross?
Absolutely. Love walking tacos.
So walking taco is you actually build the taco inside a Fritos bag. So when you get a Fritos bag, they open it up, they put the ground beef, they put the sour cream, they put whatever you want in it, and you eat it with the fork out of the bag, like with crushed
I love walking
so
tacos.
If you're so busy in your life that you can't sit down to eat a taco, but you can eat it out of a Frito bag.
Why don't
bag?
You just get a feed bag?
Yeah.
It's just a fun thing.
It's just a fun thing.
And it's
thing,
good for,
right?
like,
thanks,
at a high school football
thanks,
game.
Thanks, Ross. And it's actually very easy for people to do, and it's a good go-to snack, maybe after you're a little intoxicated. I know that there was
that is certainly that is a 2 a.m. meal.
Yeah,
right there.
100%.
There's no doubt.
There would be a stand outside of, like, the OD. And people.
I don't know if this makes sense or not, but McVay's too pretty to eat soup.
That's
eat
what I'm thinking. You are 100%
correct.
You know
what correct. I mean?
There is no scenario in my mind where Sean McVay is in a kitchen popping open the lid,
no.
pouring the tomato soup in, getting milk in his fridge, and stirring it properly so you don't have lumps in the soup.
No, McVay eats like sushi.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, McVay is not
lots
eating.
Lots of kale.
McVay's not eating chicken noodle soup. Or,
no.
They seriously need to ditch McVay because he's about to ditch the Rams.
Yeah.
And Sirianni, and I can just picture Sirianni. Like, remember McNabb's mom was in the commercials?
Yes.
He could. I can totally see Sirianni's mom. Like, I would believe Sirianni's mom makes soup.
I would totally believe that.
Oh, absolutely. No.
Western New York, Jamestown, New York, with a three boys, Italian family.
Yeah.
She makes the crap out of soup. I guarantee it.
All right.
Wait, I will tell you, I know Ross's mom probably makes good soup, and I know some woman who would like to have it.
Oh, yeah? He's already got married. She's
Ross's.
Hey. By the way, I texted my mom,
yep.
yes.
my Aunt Debbie, and my Uncle Mike, yes. and my mom's like, yes, I remember him. I think Debbie still talks with him. And then I said, well, he just called in, Mom, and said that he had a crush on you and you were gorgeous. And then Aunt Debbie said, yeah, he was a good quarterback for us. And then My mom has the Odyssey app. Look, watch this. Hey, Rod Lakin, if you're listening, watch this, okay? My mom has the Odyssey app, which she Ooh. Loves. So she's in Florida, okay? Mm-hmm. And I told her it was like 7:32 a.m. or whatever that this Brian Salsano called in from Allentown. So my mom, on the Odyssey app, went back to 7:32 a.m.
She did the rewind.
She heard Brian Salsano. And she texted me, and she's like, "That I love it. That was hysterical. That was amazing." So, long-winded way of me saying, get the Odyssey app. And I don't even get money for that, but get the Odyssey app.
Well, Ross, I did send you the clip to your email, but it's titled, Your Mom's Hot.
Stay away from that. All right,
I'll send it to my mom, but she already listened to it, which is good.
All right, lots of people lined up for you like the FAA trying to get planes off here.
That's
not
happening today.
Yeah, not going anywhere today, Ross. Let's
What happened?
No, the FAA shut down everything. Some computer glitch, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yes.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Is it bad that when it's a day that I'm not flying, I'm like a little bit happy? like it's like, thank goodness it's not me and it happens to other
not
people.
Not you, yeah.
Sorry, other people.
Yeah, nobody's going anywhere, right? Larry in Springfield. Good morning, Larry.
Man, I'll tell you, Ross's mom's got it going on.
All right, listen, you don't even know her, okay? Now we're going a little bit too far.
She sounds fetching, though. She sounds really good. I'm a single guy. Is this eHarmony? Is this eHarmony I've been listening to for the last hour or sports radio?
Nothing wrong with those websites, by the way. I got multiple college teammates that are studs that found their wives on online. So I highly recommend doing that.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe I'll try that. But anyway, taco soup sucks. All right? Taco soup sucks.
Jeez.
I'm a meat and potatoes guy. Give me a filet mignon and a baked potato, and I'm
happy.
Oh,
there you go. Well,
oh,
my
gosh.
You can have soup with
good
that.
Good comparison, Larry. Yeah. Filet to taco soup. Totally in the same category there, Larry.
I ain't eating food out of a bag like a horse. I mean, come on. Jeez.
Larry, you're awesome.
Don't knock it until you rock it, Larry. You've never done it. I can tell.
What do you got on the Eagles, Larry?
Yeah. Sirianni, I thought he was playing the coach like what's his name? Jillian Hurts. Hurts wasn't hurt. And I thought maybe he wasn't really hurt, but he was actually hurt, huh?
Oh, no.
What's your thoughts on that, Russ? Because Sirianni was very open yesterday that he was hurt like hell and he's really sore. And I don't know if he's like kind of sandbagging people or he's being too open about him being hurt.
I think he's being too open.
Yeah, that worries me.
I'm not a big fan of that. So what Sirianni is trying to do is he's trying to support his player, which he always does, which I think is one of the reasons, by the way, why the guys love him. You know, he's always like wearing their T-shirts, mm-hmm. you know, for their different causes. He's always supporting his players, and I think – you know, it wasn't Jalen's best game, and I think he wanted everybody to know how much he loves Jalen, how he was hurt, how he fought through it for the team. I think that's what he was trying to get across, but that makes me even – if I'm playing the Eagles
I'm
in
going
the playoffs,
right after that shoulder.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. This is not – this is a really serious business. Like, these guys – they're going to play the Eagles in the divisional round. If they win that game, they're one game away from the Super Bowl. So they're not messing around. Remember what happened to Jim Miller when Hugh Douglas crushed
him? Oh, my God, crushed him.
That totally changed that whole game. I mean, Shane Matthews came in and played terrible. I think with Jim Miller, I don't know that the Eagles win that game. What was that, 2001?
Yeah, and they didn't find Hugh, and he got fined later, and he's actually down the hallway, and I love to bring that up to him because he's still mad about it.
Well, I don't know that he would have – I don't know the Eagles would have won that game. So I point that out. It's a good question. I point that out to say I don't know that I would have been so open about how much he's still hurting. Not that they're not going to try to hit him anyway, but, boy, now you really want to try to – drive him into the ground on that shoulder again. I know that sounds barbaric to some people listening.
No,
and
that's
like,
what you do.
But this, yeah,
not
I mean, this
they
is,
do it.
Yeah, this is how it is.
Oh, absolutely. And plus, with all the gambling stuff now, the fact that they're so open that he really is hurting.
Didn't the Dolphins line just change, Ross, because everybody's thinking Tua's going to play?
I got to check on that, actually.
I thought it went from like 11 to 9, like super quick.
That's when you know.
I'm going to look at it right now because it was 10.5 yesterday. Oh, it was 10.5 yesterday, and on the Even Money betting podcast, I took the Dolphins plus 10.5. Now it's down to plus 9.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys are familiar, but that's called closing line value. Now, by the way, that'll shoot right back up if it comes out that he's not playing.
Yeah. But that's a tell, right?
Well, that doesn't mean – That doesn't mean anybody has inside information.
Okay.
That just means that's what people are thinking right
Got
now.
Okay.
And based on what they're thinking right now, that's how they're betting it. But that line will go back up above double digits if they announce that Tua's out.
Yeah.
But clearly some people think there's a decent chance he's going to play.
All right,
Larry. Do you guys want to see him play?
No, I do.
Not this year. No.
I want to see him
play. I think he should rest, man. That guy's head's –
Totally agree, rest. Larry.
Yep.
Well, I want to see him play. I just want to see him play.
Yeah, Al doesn't care.
Al, he's
a hockey player. Get him out there.
You're a horrible human being.
I am not.
I just would like you to, you know, we only have a couple weeks left together. I'd like to reinforce it every time I see you.
That's right. All right, Larry, do you have anything that goes good with milk?
Yeah, with milk, I put Hershey's
Hershey's chocolate syrup. We already had that, so sorry about that. We already had the. I get the pre-built. Is that called pre-built chocolate milk?
Pre-made
chocolate milk. I don't go about that.
Yeah, Ross. He was like, found it weird that I have Hershey syrup in my fridge with the milk, and we make our own chocolate milk.
Yeah, just buy.
No,
the,
that a lot of people do that.
Yeah,
that's not weird.
Yeah,
do you, I got something weird for you.
What?
Do you think it's weird? Now, I think, you know, in my family, my mom always just had skim milk for whatever, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes I
your mom had skim milk because she's hot and had to stay that way.
But anyway, sometimes we would have ice cream, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't just want ice cream. I kind of wanted it to be like more like a milkshake or more soupy a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, is it weird that I would pour some skim milk onto the ice cream?
No, you could just add more ice cream because it was, you know, you add more ice cream because you're saving on the calories with the skim milk.
Right, but I would change it because, but I remember my one high school girlfriend said that she thought that was gross because she thought skim milk and ice cream are like, you know, ice cream's like 100% milk fat or whatever
it
is, right?
Yeah, why would
you put skim
milk on
it? Whereas skim milk, because that's all I had.
Oh.
That's the only milk I had to try to make it more like a milkshake.
Only your high school girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I had to get rid of her.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go down to Atlanta, talk to Greg when we get back, and Dennis, Nate, everybody else. Time at 94 WIP. It's 8:37.
Need a new game plan for your kitchen or bathroom? Check out... What? Oh, yeah. Sing it, Ross.
There you go. They'll never get over this. People will never get over that.
Does not like Prince.
Not a big Prince fan.
I think Prince is fine.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in the same stratosphere as Taylor Swift.
Oh,
we've
my
been
God.
Over
okay,
this.
Okay, I know. We can't go over that again. All right, I want to ask you about the games coming up this weekend.
Okay.
So who of the, you know, the teams that the Eagles could play, who do you think they will play? Who do you want them to play?
You know what? That's so wild that you asked that, Rhea, because I honestly think – I mean, first of all, the Seahawks are not beating the 49ers,
no.
So you can just forget about that one. The Eagles are not going to play the Seahawks. That would be, like, one of the biggest upsets in recent NFL history.
Would that be bigger than – was it New Orleans over Seattle many years ago? Remember? Wasn't that, like, a huge upset?
I think it's the opposite, that Seattle beat New Orleans.
Seattle over New Orleans, okay.
Yes, because Seattle made the playoffs at 7-9.
Gotcha.
And New Orleans was like 12-4, and that was the Marshawn Lynch Beastquake game.
Yeah.
It's actually interesting. The Seahawks are only, quote-unquote only, 9.5-point underdogs right now. You know, I kind of would have thought that would be higher, but I think they played to an 8-point game recently, so maybe that's why. But that's not happening. But here's what's wild. Both the Giants-Vikings, and if the Giants beat the Vikings, that's who the Eagles will play.
Yeah.
And Cowboys-Bucks, those are really tight spreads. Giants are getting 3 points on the road in a dome in Minnesota, which essentially means they think the teams are pretty even, you know, because the home team nowadays probably gets about 2.5 points or whatever. And then the Bucks are getting 2.5 at home against the Cowboys, which definitely means they think the Cowboys are about a 5-point better team. But still, I think both those games in my mind are like toss-up games. I think it's a, you know, obviously so do the betting lines, but I think it's a field goal game either way. So it's probably about a third that it could be the Eagles playing the Giants, the Cowboys, or the Bucks.
Wow.
I guess I would lean – I'd probably lean to the Vikings a little bit against the Giants, straight up. I'm not talking about with the spread, but straight up. And I would probably lean a little bit to the Cowboys just because I don't think the Bucks have been very good this year. But I won't be surprised in the slightest if the Giants win or if the Bucks win. How will you feel – it's weird because if the Giants win – the Monday night game immediately becomes irrelevant for Eagles fans.
Yeah.
I guess every Eagles fan will just root against the Cowboys.
Well,
then.
Yes, of course.
although, you know what? I think most Eagles fans will probably root against the Cowboys anyway because deep down they're like a little bit, Is it fair to say a little bit scared of them or a little bit
nervous?
Yeah, because
you don't know which team are you getting, the Dallas team that could be really good or the one that can't. I mean, they're very inconsistent.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So I think it's about, Al, like, in my mind, a 33% chance almost that it's any one of those three, which is why it's usually not like that.
Which is the best one for the Eagles to face in advance?
Definitely not the Cowboys in my mind. I think it's either the Bucks or the Giants. And it sounds weird, but I think I'd rather play the Bucks.
Yeah, that's
I think
that's
I'd rather
play
the Bucks than the Giants. Daniel Jones is fast. Brian Daboll can make some plays with his legs. The Giants, you know, they didn't play a lot of guys, and they were still able to kind of hang with the Eagles. So you got to think that would be give them some confidence when they had Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams and Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones out there. And I think Daboll is a really good coach for the Giants who might be able to come up with something. Whereas
Do they have the talent, though? I mean, I'm talking about the talent that the Eagles have.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And they're the least talented of these three teams as well.
Was it difficult for the players? I know every time you're asked in any sport, we don't care who we're going to play. Is it difficult not to actually have a favored or a team you want to play?
Fair question, Al. They don't really care because they just want to win and go to the Super Bowl and whatever. But I'm sure, like, if they were being honest and, like, just talking to, you know, their family members or whatever, they might have somebody that they want to play. And it might be – some of that might be team. Some of that might be personal.
Yeah.
You know, like, Landon Dickerson might not really feel like going against Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams.
Yeah.
You know, he might be like, yeah, let's play the Cowboys or the Bucks. I'd prefer that. So there might be a personal situation matchup issue there.
Is Jacksonville better than Minnesota?
Why is that the comparison?
I don't, because I'm just wondering, when I look at power rankings now, I actually look and I'm like, you know what? That team, you really the job he's done there, I just...
Jags. Do you think they beat the Chargers this weekend?
I took the Chargers.
Ah.
Yeah, I think it's a good game. I kind of feel like Chargers are a little more talented. They've been good for the last few years. This is their chance to kind of break through.
And they
kind of
have to. The Jags are on their way up.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
But the Chargers have to.
I feel like last Saturday was like the Jags Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they won the division. It was exciting fashion. The stadium went crazy. I think that they're poised for, and I know it's a playoff game and all that, but I kind of feel like they've already exceeded expectations, whereas the Chargers need to win
a
playoff game.
But are you asking, Al, you're asking, are the Jags better than just in the up and down power?
Yeah,
better than
because I looked at the power ranks, and I'm looking, how far have they fallen?
The Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of that is like advanced statistics, and they do point differential, and the Vikings actually, I think, they might have had... They might still be a negative point differential for the year. I don't know if that's the case or not.
How many, like, what, one-score games that was, like, six or seven of them they had?
Last I checked, they were 11-0 in one-score games.
Jesus.
But I would also say this, like, they won 13 games.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 13-4. Let me look up their point. Oh, yeah. So that think about this in your head, okay? The Vikings are 13-4. Their net point differential this year is -3. So their opponent scored more points than they did, but they went 13-4. To put that in perspective, the Eagles are +133. The Niners are +173.
Wow.
The Cowboys are +125. So for the Vikings to be 13-4 and be -3 is like unheard of.
So
it's
when
like,
when you lose, you get TCU'd, basically.
Exactly.
Wow.
But you know what I think about sometimes? Who cares how much you lose by?
Yeah, you lost.
You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you're going to lose, who cares how much you lose by?
Yeah, well, and that point, when you look at that, I mean, that's, I guess, when you're looking at numbers. But to me, you just, if you got a guy that can win, you can win. Let's go to Greg down in Atlanta. He's been waiting for a bit. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Great day. And listen, listened to you for years, and Ross, first time I had a chance to listen to you. And Maria, the three of you, I think you should just come in every Wednesday morning anyway. We don't need 5 days of the camera back to back first thing in the morning, please.
No, those guys are going to do a great job. They're going to do a great job.
I know. Listen to you guys around the clock, and Joe does a great job, but I swear I learn more in the couple hours you guys talk and the questions you ask than probably the rest of the week, but I really appreciate it. I did want to ask about the Eagles real quick, but Ross, part of the problem with when you were talking about high school sports and everything before, I was now I'm an official for lacrosse and everything, and it's the parents that are pulling the kids away from these club teams because they think these kids are going to get these massive scholarships to colleges when it's only a couple thousand dollars, and it's horrible because you try to build something in the high schools. Half the time the kids don't know what they want to do when they get to college. They end up not playing and just, you know, switching schools all the time. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, that's a much longer conversation. Yeah. But you can't engineer your kid to get a scholarship, especially like football, basketball. I mean, Division I football players, Division I basketball players, they stick out like sore thumbs.
Yep.
And it is, they were born that way. I mean, it's
exactly.
Heavily, heavily genetics. And you can't manufacture that for your kid no matter how much you want to.
And you end up paying more for the...
Listen, I freely admit this, okay? If I was 6'2", I wouldn't have... None of this would have happened. My dad's 5'9". If I was 5'11", God made me 6'5", 2 whatever, and I could move well, yep. Like... That's how it works.
It is. My scouting report was small but slow. All right, Greg, you got anything else on the Eagles?
Yeah, I really had a quick question. I do have something to go with milk. Has anybody said Oreos?
No, Oreos is a good one. That's
that's number one.
Classic. Yeah, that's an absolute
classic. Yeah, that's
classic.
Number one.
Yeah,
that's... By the way, do you know my daughters looked it up? They know the exact amount of seconds that you're supposed to put an Oreo, dip an Oreo in milk.
What?
I forget what it is. It's like 11 seconds. Like, you want to get to the point where it's soggy, like starting to dissipate in the milk.
There's an absolute science to it, Al.
So
right,
analytics,
Ross,
is not ruining my milk and cookies. I'm sorry.
Al, he landed on 10.
You got number 10. You got a $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. You just have to go to welovecrabcakes.com. All right, Ross, your picks for the weekend? I mean, just a lock, one lock.
With the spread or straight up?
With the spread, one lock. I know you've given some favorites, but if you would have said one lock, I'd want one.
You know what?
I'm going to use my money.
Now that it's down to 9 points,
ooh.
I guess I kind of like the Bills to cover. Now that that's down to 9 points, but if it's over 10, I like the Dolphins. So, you know what? If I could take anybody, I think I would take the Giants getting the 3 points.
There you go.
I have a feeling about the G-men.
All right, Ross. Well, if I'm not back any other Wednesdays, it's been a blast working with you.
Well, hopefully you will be, listen, I'm at least back next Wednesday because the Eagles don't even have a game this weekend. So, and if Angelo's staying until the Friday after, then we got at least 2 more weeks.
All right,
we can keep it rolling.
All right, let's try to keep it rolling.
Thanks,
right, Ross Tucker,
all
thanks
right,
for joining us. All right, we're on the other side. We're going to talk some of that crab cake stuff when we come
back.
They are visiting, and so I'm bringing that food in. We're going to get to everybody else, Dennis, Nate, Rick, Tom, Mike, everybody. Time of 94, WIP is 8:55.